This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Brucham Abam, hope everybody's doing well. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We are now up to Siman Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph. Siman Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph. Lo yikaneach becheres. Do not wipe yourself with earthenware. Mishum kshafim. Because of witchcraft. The use of earthenware for wiping engenders witchcraft. Now we're going to see this might only be a problem regarding if it's in the field. In the field, there's more witchcraft going on. V'loy ba'asavim yaveshim. Don't use dry grass, shahamekanech b'davar sha'ar sholepoi, something that's flammable, shinov hatachtoinos noishreis. It causes the muscles in the area where one excretes to fall out. It causes them to be harmed. V'loy bitzro shekinech b'chaveroi. Don't use the chip, the pebble, that your friend used. So you would say, oh yeah, no kidding, you know? I need a halacha to tell me that. You know, it's not hygienic. More than that, it causes hemorrhoids. In case you didn't know, using the zach that your friend used is it causes tachtonias. It causes hemorrhoids. Says Rama, Haga va'achshav shabati kisa shalonu einam basada. Nowadays that our bathrooms are not in the field, nagu lekaneach becheres. The minug is to wipe with earthenware. Why? Because there's no problem of kshafim. There's no problem of kshafim. You could use earthenware. Because you save a lot of money. Why buy new stuff? You could use the same thing. People spend a lot of money every year on paper for the toilet. The minhag is we do use flammable items. We said before, shinav hatachtonis noishrois. No, ve'inon mazik, they don't harm. Upuk chazim ayama davar. Go look what people are doing. If the bottom line is, people are doing it and they're not being harmed, so it's safe. It says, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches, Vafilu Bacheres, with earthenware. So the Mechaber said not to use it because of Kishuv. Vafilu Hi Chalaka, even if it's smooth. Ve'ena Mikarea Habasar, and it does not tear the flesh, you should not use it because of witchcraft. V'meinachal, if it's not smooth, yesh ba chidudim ketanim, and it has sharp edges, yesh ba zagam kem b'nei sakon, it's also dangerous. Shal yinatek shina karkashta, could tear the teeth, the muscles of that area. Chaveroi, of your friend, don't use the item that your friend used. But, avalim kinachu atzmei bai, what if you used it yesterday? So now, is it going to cause hemorrhoids? Oy sheyavesh, or your friend used it, but it's dry by now. Or your friend, he wiped on the other side, so you just flip it over. Less lunba, that's not a problem. Obviously, these matters, you know, the hygienic expectations and standards today are different, and in a sense, this is somewhat academic. Einon basada. Now, if this is not in the field, the Rama says that nowadays that our bathrooms are not in the field, so the minhag is to use cheres and davar shahar shalepai. V'lo shlichi kshafim, there's no problem of kishav, l'chein mutter becheres, therefore you could use earthenware. V'davkim hu chalak v'chanal, but davka if it's smooth, otherwise it's dangerous. V'davar shahar, the Rama says nowadays we use something that's flammable. Now, says Rama, evsha d'davka linyan shardvam, it could be flammable works for anything else other than grass, aval inyana samivishim, but dry grass. Gam lahago yish lahachmer. Even the Rama would agree you should be machmer. Dehim echad chemez habasar, because it cuts the flesh. Ukel kamon b'simin shin your base of hey, ayin b'prima gadim. Kasa ba'goyis Rabbi Kiveger b'shem sefer chasidim. Rabbi Kiveger brings on the sefer chasidim. Please do everyone a favor. Kisheyoytzim be'sakise. When you come out of the bathroom, please make sure that you leave it clean. Maybe your friend will come suddenly, or belayla. And it's not right to dirty your friend. So please do everyone a favor, to do the next guy a favor. When you get up, make sure you leave a clean place. Who said that? The The CDC? No, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Where did Rabbi Kiva get it from? The Sefer Hasidim. These are practice of saintliness. So being, of all the practices of saintliness, how about being considerate to somebody else? That's also a minog Hasidim. Okay, Sif Yud Beis. Yipana b'tznias b'layla k'may b'yom. Defecate in modestly in the night like it during the day. Don't say, well, the lights are off, nobody could see, so now I could be megaleh more than tefach melefanov, more than, tfachayim melefanov and tefach melachrav. Maybe I could uncover myself more than the legislated amount because the lights are off. So no, you should be sonua during the night, like during the day. Says Mishabura of Katan Chapez. What's the loymer? Shlo yigala atzma yotzma yom. Don't uncover yourself more than during the day. Vlo yigala atzma at sheyeshiv. Don't uncover yourself until you sit. Uchahay gavna ki lafanav yizrach hashecha ka'ira. Because before God, darkness is like light. It's for you because you have to be aware that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference between dark and night. Therefore, one should be tsanu in the night as well. You don't have to distance yourself from other people because for other people it's dark. In other words, if you're within the vicinity of other people, that's okay. Because to other people, darkness is dark. The main shamadam, if nobody's around, you could defecate in the street. Just make sure you clean up after yourself. Just make sure it's not where people walk. You don't want people to get dirty. If people are around, even a Gentile, you cannot defecate in their presence. But to urinate, mutter afilu b'yoyim, it's permitted during broad daylight, afilu b'fnei rabim, in front of many people, im tzarch lekach, if you need to. She'en lo'im akoyim. What's very interesting, it's considered a bigger disgrace, lipanois, than lahashtin. It's considered more disgraceful to defecate in front of other people than to urinate. Even though technically, when a person urinates, they're uncovering the actual erva, and there's a shayla. The Gemara in Brachas has a shayla whether agvus, whether the back is an erva or not. But now it's not a matter of the erva that's an embarrassment to other people. It's a matter of the process of excreting, and gedolim is more of a bizayon to do so in front of other people. So, yeah, the dersha brings that nowadays that we have bathrooms everywhere. Then, do us a favor, don't take advantage of this Mishnah Berurah, Lahashtin, in broad daylight, Bifnei Rabim. And therefore, Moshe says in Yaradei Chelek Gimel Samem Zayin Ois Hei, that every Yer Shemaim should take it to the Beis HaKiseh. Because since it's easy to do so it's considered like you don't need to do it outside. And therefore, Moshe says, interesting thing, Beis HaKiseh by the, just for the sake of clarity, excuse the expression, by the urinal, there's no mechitza at all. In some, b'makayim, oivdei kaychovim u'mazolos, they're not always makbid that by the urinal, there are partitions. So Rav Moshe says, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're stuck, you're not required to be tsanua lahashtin, but we're not stuck anymore. If you could easily build partitions, you should do so. However, Rav Moshe says, if a person is stuck, you're on the road, then you gotta, and a person has the urge and they have to go, they're allowed to go, afilu b'fnei rabim. Obviously, you try to do it in the most tsanua way as possible. However, for a woman, it's considered more restrictive. By the way, he says, "Vafilu b'fnei isha." If a man has to be mashtin, it's permitted b'fnei rama. Afilu even before a woman, mishum deika sakantam yamenatzu. By a man, it's dangerous for their system if they restrain. V'isha loisamay lahashtin afilu neged panim shaltinak. By a woman, it's interesting. Thank you for that. But a woman should not urinate even in the presence of a child. Mishum de'ika chatzifus, it's considered more brazen for a woman. Very interesting. Considered more brazen for a woman. Avalut stadin, but off to the side. Sheina mishtanes. Mashtenes mamish negepanov, where she's not urinating explicitly in front of the tinoik, les lanba, there's no problem. Let's try to do Sif Yud Gimel, and we'll see if we could quickly read the Be'alacha. Sif Yud Gimel. Lo yashtin mu'uma, do not urinate standing. Because it sprays droplets on your feet. And aside from the fact it might be a problem for tefillah, if there are droplets on the foot, there, according to the Gemara, people who see droplets on the foot, they may suspect that a person's system is not working properly, and the person can't urinate properly. That means he can't procreate, and the person say, well, where'd he get his kids from? They must be mamzerim. Ad kidei kach. That's why a person has to be careful that when they leave the bathroom, their feet are clean. Unless you're standing in a high spot. If you're standing in a high spot, it's not going to produce the same droplets on the foot. Or you're urinating into soft ground. What does that mean? Perush, karkash in a basula. It's not virgin soil. In other words, it's worked. It's plowed. So therefore, it will become absorbed, and we don't have to worry about droplets. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata and Chav Gimel. V'yoyimru shukra shafcha. We're afraid people are going to say your organ is severed, and shein mei mei raglav mekalchin, that your urine does not flow. Ela shoyses, and it pours out. So as Krushavcha cannot have procreate, they're going to say that your kids are someone else's. It's from the Gemara in Brachos. Daf Nun Hei says the Baragoyla. It's a Gemara. Maybe you'll say, what do you mean? If the person's not worried, they're not worried. You know, the answer is, what do you mean if you're not worried? What about your kids? We're standing up for the honor of your kids. You're not worried. That's your problem. But you know, you're not the only person in this world, and this is just a reasonable behavior. Sivkat nechavdal imloy, unless you're standing in a high spot. V'imloy it's a seiluf. You don't have a high spot, and you don't have afer tichuach. V'gam shami iav shabishu, and you can't sit. You see, when you sit, then that alleviates the problem of the droplets on the foot. Yuchalas is it's acheres. There's another thing you could do. Shelo yavli de nitzoytzes, to avoid droplets on the foot. Sheyisayeya babeitzim lahagbiya hagid. You sort of prop up the organ through the beitzim, through the testicles. You prop up the organ a little bit, and this way it avoids droplets. Oyayde matlis ave. Or you position the organ. But you're not to touch the organ. We're going to see that a person is not to touch themselves over there. Especially if someone is not married, it's much more chamor. If somebody's married, then they have pas pasaloi, there might be more leniency, but otherwise, you can't even touch yourself. So you use a matlis of a thick cloth, even though we'll see later that the Mishnah Berurah is not so sure that we know how thick a thick cloth has to be. But if you don't have these etzos, you know, it's pretty amazing. Ad kedei kach we go, we're so concerned with this chash that basically we say, we basically say of do anything you can to avoid droplets on the foot. Vimisrami shenaflo nitzotzes araglov, and if it somehow happened that there are droplets on the foot, mitzvah l'shavshifam, it's a mitzvah to wipe them. Now the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say nachoin, he doesn't say it's correct, he doesn't say it's toiv. It's a mitzvah. Not everything is a mitzvah. Not every good deed you do is a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah to make sure your shoes are clean when you come out of the bathroom. Now, we're finished with today's shiur. Lemaisa, there's one more bir halacha. Now, I'm not committed yet to do every bir halacha, but I'm also not committed not to do every bir halacha. So I'm going to read this bir halacha, and if you want to go, you could go. If you want to just, you know, twiddle your thumbs or just humor me by staying on, that's also fine. But the last bir halacha is regarding, we said you're not allowed to wipe with your left, you should not wipe with your right hand, because your right hand ties tefillin. But what about a lefty? His left hand ties tefillin, so a lefty is going to wipe with his right hand. So now the shaila is about a ambidextrous guy. Says what about a lefty? He writes with his left hand, but he does everything else with his right hand. The primogodim says he should wipe with the world's left hand, and meaning he should wipe with his left hand, even though he's going to use his left hand to tie tefillin. We're not going to go after his hand that he writes with, after koisha bar tefillin, even though he ties tefillin with it, ukil kaman mesimchav zayin. Vim koisa biyamin ushar ma'isav oisav small. If he writes with his right hand and everything else he does with his left hand, yesh la'ayin lefi tameyam. Then it would depend on the various reasons why one wipes with one hand over the other. Ayin shamu v'sefer b'char shor mashma. The b'char shor implies him yodai hasmali rogel b'ksivas divrei kedusha ve'enoi rogel laharis tamei Torah. The Bechor Shor is mashma that if his left hand usually writes Safros or the other Divrei Kedusha, and he doesn't show this the signs of the Sefer Torah with it, Nechsheves Etzlo Yamin, that would be his right hand, and he's going to be tying tefillin with that hand. V'lo Yikaneach, well, you shouldn't wipe with it. Eli Kaneach B'smoil Shaloi Shu Yamin called him. He was going to write with his right hand. If somebody writes Divrei Kedusha with his right hand and he's accustomed to that, and he doesn't usually show the ta'amim of the Sefer Torah, and everything else he does with the left hand, then he's like everybody else and he wipes with the left hand. He wipes with the left hand of everybody else, which is the left hand, meaning he's writing Divrei Kedusha b'yamin and he's ragel, then he wipes with his small da'alma. V'ayin ba'aretz Yisrael she'harich b'zeh l'dvar v'yadin k'moshe gosalnu b'shem ha'prim gadol l'vushe srod, and im koisev b'yamin u'shar masav oisav b'smol, if he writes with the right hand and everything else he does with the left hand, Lidvarav gamkein harehu kachal adam. So then, according to the opinion of the Prima Gadim, he is like everybody else. So, in general, if somebody is an outright lefty, they are going to wipe with. Well, a regular person wipes with the left hand. Someone who's an outright lefty is going to wipe with his right hand. If he does some in one and some in the other, then it depends what activity what activities he does in which hand. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Shkoyach, we finished this week, and Rosh Hashem, next week we begin Sif Yud Zayin, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.